When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
We're in the middle of a two-day-long second date update.
It's worth every minute, too.
It originally happened on our show years ago, and it's been one of the most popular segments that we've ever done here.
Yeah.
And we're going to play the last part of it, and then after that, we'll talk to the couple live and find out their second date update about what's happening in their lives. I guarantee you a lot has happened. But now, the dramatic conclusion of a very special second date update.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
If anybody's just tuning in and missed the show yesterday, it is the most crazy second date we've ever done.
Do we call it a second?
I guess sort of a second date.
That's what she asked for. I don't know.
Brittany emailed us for a second date asking us basically to call a guy that she hooked up with 3 years ago, and they had a baby together. He didn't know about it because she left the state and was forced by her parents and stuff not to say anything. So now she's got a 2.5-year-old baby girl, and the dude doesn't know. We called him yesterday to try to get him to go on a second date so that she could tell him in person.
Which I applaud you for being brave enough to do that, Brittany.
Thank you.
How did the date go, Brittany?
Well, I mean, first of all, thank you so much for doing all of this. And I know it's kind of, I know Brooke was like, I didn't really want to, so I appreciate
it. I wanted you to tell him. I just didn't want to do it on air. So I'm really proud of you. I really am. I think that I could not put myself in your shoes. I don't know what you were feeling before you met Noah at a restaurant last night to drop the bomb on him.
Yeah, I was pretty nervous, and my stomach was doing somersaults.
Like, how do you even pick an outfit out for that?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well,
what is the correct footwear for letting a dude know that he's got a 2.5-year-old daughter?
Man.
I wore a very, very sweet dress, actually.
Look innocent.
How'd you feel the moment you saw him?
He walked in, you know, I hadn't seen him. I haven't seen him for 3 years.
Did he look happy to see you?
He looked kind of nervous, too.
He had more.
At any point, are you thinking, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to back out?
I think probably every other thought.
Could you even hear a word he was saying while you guys were eating dinner? Is that all you were thinking about? Like, when is the right moment to drop that bomb on him?
I'd like, every time I look him in the eye, I had, like, two feelings. One was, you know, I guess I don't know what I'm allowed to say on the radio, but the word that starts with SH.
Yeah.
Or I was like, God, his eyes are so nice.
You're like, I got to tell him that I have his baby. I got to tell him. But, oh, my God, he is dreamy. What was I talking about again?
Well, there's a reason that I hooked up with him, you know. Yeah. He's, like, really attractive.
Okay, so when did you do it?
So I had, like, these pictures on my phone of our daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready to show him. But I just kept, like, you know, it was just so everything was just so awkward.
Yeah.
So finally,
I mean, that's when you take it out and show it to him and go, doesn't that nose look familiar?
Yeah. It looks like looking into a mirror.
See, but I'm not, like, you know, you guys would be able to do that. I'm not, like, clever like that. Like, I couldn't even think.
You went all dinner just sitting across from him without telling him?
I couldn't get the courage up. And so we're walking, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell him. And then all of a sudden, and, like, I turn towards him, and he kissed me.
Nice! He likes you again. Yeah.
That's great, right?
Like, I got really nervous, and I thought, oh, my God, it's so weird. Like, it's almost like we just had a first kiss, but we have a baby together.
Did you say that?
No.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
My heart just dropped.
I thought that's what you said to him. I was like, wow.
You know, when you're really attracted to someone, they kiss you, and it, like, makes you, like, immediately you feel, stuff.
Mm-hmm. You get, like, butterflies and this tingly feeling.
And you feel connected. And...
Yeah, and I guess, like, I laughed, and then, my face must have looked weird. I don't know what. And he's like, what's going on? What's wrong? And I had this weird response because I was actually, like, I didn't know what to do. And so he pulled away, and I started crying.
What?
Oh, that's not... That's the way to make yourself look perfectly sane. Anytime I've ever kissed a woman, she just starts crying automatically. That's a good sign. So what did he do? Did he freak out at that point?
No. I mean, that's what made me really... I was just like, wow, this guy is... I'm glad my daughter has half his genes because he just, like, looked at me and he was like, what's going on? What's wrong? And he just looked sweet. And I said, well, I have a past. And I just feel really uncomfortable talking about it, and I'm really nervous.
Oh, that ought to make him feel good.
That's
gosh.
And he's like, I'm here to listen. Like, you can tell me anything.
Awesome.
Then I, like, looked at my phone, and I had to go back. The babysitter was going to leave.
You're telling me, Brittany.
So I couldn't, like, start the conversation then because I had to get back. I mean, it's like a three-hour conversation.
Brittany,
maybe.
You didn't tell him.
Well, so I didn't tell him, but then I got home, and, you know, I put my daughter to sleep and stuff, and... You know, and I was just thinking about Noah, and so I wrote him an email, and I said everything on the email.
Oh, you told him everything in an email. Sweet. That's one step down from text message. Good work.
Complimenting you on all of your courage. What the hell?
I feel like I couldn't bring him out again and then do it then, and what if I... You know, scared again. So, like, I just was like, I gotta do it. But I don't even know. I haven't gotten an email back. I don't even know if he's seen it. I don't.
You sent the. When did you send the email?
Like late last night, like around midnight.
No. Okay, what? And you haven't heard from him yet.
No.
Oh my gosh,
Brittany, this has made it worse.
What did you just even say in the subject line?
Oops, forgot to tell you something. All right, Brittany.
Sit down, then open.
Well,
Brittany,
we're gonna play a song. Come back. We'll get him on the phone, and then I guess ask him if he read your email.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
All right. The moment of truth is upon us. We just talked to Brittany a few minutes ago about her date last night with Noah. Noah is, of course, the guy that hooked up with Brittany 3 years ago, ended up getting her pregnant that night. He has no idea that he has a 2.5-year-old daughter, which is owned by Brittany.
Oh, and, yeah. No, that's not the verb you use,
Jubal. You own him until they're 18. So anyway, we were originally calling for a second date update. She wanted us to break the news to him live on the air. We said, how about we do a second date update, see if you can go out with the guy and break the news in person. He agreed to a second date. They went out last night, and she couldn't tell him on the date.
Oh my God, Brittany.
She went home after he kissed her and sent him an email.
Which we don't even know if he's received.
No, because you haven't heard anything from him, right, Brittany?
Yeah, no, I haven't yet. But can I just say, Brooke, like, I get where you're coming from and, like, giving me a hard time and everything, but this is just the hardest thing. This is harder than labor.
Like, how is this harder than being a single mother for 2.5 years? I mean, you've done such a great job raising a kid and making it happen, and you're finally coming around and wanting to do the right thing.
Yeah, so thanks. Yeah.
You know, at this point,
I agree.
Honestly,
this would be incredibly hard.
Right.
For him. It's going to change his life.
There's no easy way to do
it. No one is saying it's easy.
I know.
All right, Brittany, we're going to call him right now, and I guess I'm just going to ask him how the date went. Brittany, you ready to call him?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess.
Oh, Brittany.
Hello?
Noah.
Hi.
What up, man? It's Jubal. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Heard about your date last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. A little bit of kiss and tell going on, huh?
Oh, Noah.
You weren't sure about going out with her, but you went ahead and kissed her on the first date. Nice.
It is for the moment decision.
Right, right. It's a good thing you were reading the signals correctly there, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
Noah, what'd you think when she started crying?
Did that weird you out?
No, I mean, at first I was just kind of confused. I mean, I guess, like, because it's, like, for, like, 3 years and all that, so I thought maybe it was just, like, a lot of stuff.
You sound like you're in a good mood this morning, like you enjoyed your date a lot.
Yeah, it was a good night, you know?
Nice.
I mean, it was one date, you know? But, yeah, I could, like, I would definitely, like, hang out with her, you know?
Like we said yesterday when we talked to you, it's one date.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's going to stick with you forever.
Oh, my
whatever.
Gosh, because you cannot continue to do this.
If we can't pay for it again, but would you go out on another date with her? Just hang out with her again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Did you get my email?
Brittany's on the phone with us, of course. You know, we just want to talk to you about the date first, but.
When did you send an email?
Last night.
No, I haven't looked at my email yet. I haven't even gone to work. Is it important?
Yeah, like I think when she sent it, she may have checked the high importancy little flag on it,
oh
the red
gosh.
Thing.
Brittany.
Listen, I gotta just do this. Okay, I'm really scared.
Are you okay?
Yes and no. Like something really amazing happened to me and you, but you're not aware of it, but it's also might be kind of awful for you to hear about it, but you know, obviously that we hooked, well, I know you didn't really remember me that well, but we hooked up 3 years ago, right? You remember that now, I assume?
Yeah.
You have a daughter.
Wait, what?
I got pregnant. I didn't realize, I was so busy, I kind of didn't realize it for a few months and had already kind of not responded to your text. So my parents, like, super conservative and stuff, and they convinced me to go back to live with them and not to tell you since I hardly knew you, and I stupidly went along with what they were saying, and we have, like, an amazing daughter, and she's incredible, and I don't want her to grow up without a dad, and you're really great, and I mean, even if you hate me, I hope that you can be her dad at some point.
Oh, Brittany, I'm so proud of you.
Is this like a really disgustingly sick prank or something?
No, this is not a joke at all.
No.
Brittany emailed us initially to do a second date update on you just to break the news that she has your 2.5-year-old baby daughter. And we decided to try to just get you guys to go out so she could do it in person.
She tried so hard, Noah.
She couldn't do it last night. And she sent you an email. There's an email in your inbox with like all the information.
If you want to do like a DNA test or whatever, I totally get, like, it will be yours because I wasn't with anyone else in that time period. But I understand if you want to do that, it will definitely be yours.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah, I don't know what I would be thinking if I were in your shoes right now, Noah. Personally, I would be probably crying.
I'm kind of, I'm shaking. So the kid's like here now.
Yes, your daughter. Yeah.
Okay.
The kid.
Our daughter. And you emailed me? Okay.
Well, I couldn't get up the courage to tell you last night. I had all of her pictures with me, and I was going to tell you on the beach, and then you kissed me. And then, like, I mean, this sounds so stupid right now, but, like, I actually really like you. And I got totally confused and overwhelmed. And then it was like, I'm this, like, single girl who's got no responsibilities, but I have
a beautiful daughter and I'm a mom and I don't, it's not even about, it's not about money. Like I can totally, I can support her. I just want her to have a dad.
Oh my gosh.
This is killing me.
It's making me
Noah, cry. what do you want to do now? Now that you've heard this news?
I guess we should meet, figure it out.
Yeah.
Noah, you're such a good person.
It's kind of important you should meet.
Yeah.
I'm like a little like shocked.
What Noah, how about that? This? I said earlier, obviously we can't pay for you guys to hang out again, but we'll pay for your dinner, and we could even make it a place that's, you know, kid friendly, so she can bring along
Play Pit.
Yay. Maybe
little
we take
one. Whole family dinner, huh? I'll pay for it. Another date for you guys. Obviously, you have some things to discuss that are a little less than surface, yeah. Like, hey, what have you been up to lately? Type things.
Yeah.
Should I bring her, or do you want to wait for the test?
I mean,
doesn't take very long to do the test nowadays. You can just go to, like...
What if that's the first date? I'll pay for it.
Oh, Jubal. Okay,
you guys will get together, obviously, talk about what you got to talk about, take whatever test you got to take, and then we'll talk to you next week, if we can, and get an update on the whole situation. Is that okay with both you guys?
Yeah, well, it's okay with me.
Noah?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Well, we said we'd get an update from them in a week, and 1 week turned into 3 years.
Oops.
Sorry about that.
Our bad.
But
we got lazy.
We finally have them on the phone for a second date update with Brittany and Noah. Hi. Welcome back to the show, you guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us.
Oh,
how
my
you
God,
been?
I'm freaking out that you're on the phone with us.
How have you been?
It's so weird to hear ourselves from 3 years ago. I mean, it sounded like we were kids then, didn't it, Noah?
Yes, I feel like a shocked, very surprised kid, maybe.
Noah was a kid. He didn't know yet that he was a dad.
Yeah.
That'll age you a lot in 3 years, I think.
And Brittany,
so,
you were a kid that made me cry my eyes out.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Just even
really?
Listening back, I cried again.
Me too.
What did your friends and family think when you guys did this?
Oh my God. Well, I don't know for Noah because we didn't know each other that well yet. But for me, it was intense because even like at daycare, people had heard it and they recognized, you know, they knew my name and they recognized my voice.
Oh.
So it was just a lot of attention. Some people were awesome and calling me and saying, do you need support? You're back in town. That's amazing. I'm so glad to know you're here.
So what did you guys do? I mean, you guys met up. Did you meet your daughter, Noah, right away?
Yeah, after the whole thing on the radio, we got on the phone again and we talked. And then the next day we went and we got together and it was like a restaurant and we met up all three of us. And it was it was really, really like overwhelming, but also really awesome now that I think about it. Because the minute that like I got to hold her and meet her, it was like the best thing ever. And she was so awesome. And like, it was just like, I didn't want to let her go. But then at the same time, I was like, who is this girl?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm holding this kid that I haven't known for about 3 years, and it's mine.
I'm so emotional. Just even that made me cry again, Noah.
People have been asking us, like, what's the status with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, the status is a little bit different now, 3 years later. But the first year, it was co-parenting. And then there was some attraction going on, at least for me, Noah. There was attraction going on all the time. But I sort of held back, and then Noah said, let's start dating.
Oh, Noah!
Yeah. He didn't actually say, let's start dating. He just kissed me. I mean,
that's bold.
And that meant, let's start dating. And,
I mean, I thought it was just a kiss, but then apparently Brittany was like, so we're dating now.
He's like, I just wanted to do what got us to this in the first place. I don't know.
That's actually exactly what he did, and I am now pregnant.
Whoa. You guys are having another baby?
Again?
Yeah.
Baby number two.
Wow. Man, you guys are potent together.
Yeah, you are.
Jeez.
Oh
all right,
God.
So.
You sound like such good parents.
Congratulations. I guess there's another kid on the way.
Yes.
I'm actually really excited because like I like know about this one.
Yeah.
You can actually be there. Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
And prepare for it.
And he knows about all the bad things because I'm 13 weeks in and it's been like 10 hours a day for me of nausea.
Oh.
And the whole time Noah's been like, man, this was so much easier the first time. Are you guys planning on getting married or anything, or are you just gonna just?
I mean we're just gonna rush it all into one.
Well, actually,
we're not rushing it, but we decided we are gonna get married.
Oh. Nice.
What? Oh, all my right. gosh.
And our daughter's going to be the flower girl, so that's going to be adorable.
Oh, my
okay, well, that's
gosh,
disappointing.
What?
Oh, my
well,
God.
I was hoping that I would be the flower girl, but whatever.
Oh,
that's fine, you guys. I mean, we played a big role in this whole thing, you know?
Yeah. You did. And you know what? We're sorry we didn't contact you, like, immediately after that, you know, we talked to you a few years ago, but we just wanted private time, so we wanted to figure this out on our own and not continually get people asking us what was going on, you know?
No, that's
I have
fine.
The biggest smile on my face right now for you, too. I feel like from the mess that started, you guys have really made such wonderful decisions in your relationship.
Oh, my God. Now I'm crying, and it's probably because I'm pregnant. Oh, my God.
Good luck, you two, and keep us updated on the future, because our audience is really interested in the whole thing. Like, I can't tell you how often we get hounded asking for updates from you guys.
Now you're going to be an old married couple, so nobody will care anymore. But
congratulations.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.